Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most NFL coverage in town. You can hear the Westwood One broadcast on Sundays, and also your home for the Commanders. So every primetime game can be heard on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We've got you covered, the most NFL talk in town. Joining us right now to go around the National Football League on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, national NFL writer for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByMikeJones. It's Mike Jones. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Adam, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you know, I have to start with this because I got to say, I had like five or six people reach out to me and say, you got to get Mike Jones on the show, not to talk NFL, but to get his thoughts on this report that Virginia Tech, former Hokie Pro Bowl cornerback D'Angelo Hall has strong interest. We've heard that Michael Vick's name's been out there, John Gruden's name's been out there. I think those are the big, sexy names, and they're not the right guy for this job and this cycle. But it could be something to seriously keep an eye on maybe in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the chances are, but I do know that D. Hall is very interested in that job. You know, this is not the first time. I think it was maybe two coaching hires ago that he was having some conversations and really trying to, throw his hat into the ring there. I know that there's been some discussions with members of the board and things like that. I don't know where it's going to go. From what I gather, they probably want to get an established head coach. But it's not like an established head coach hire has done them a lot of good so far. So I don't know. Maybe, you know, an outside-the-box type of idea would be worth considering.
I would be interested in D'Angelo Hall, the general manager. We've seen Ron Rivera in the ACC now. Andrew Luck in the ACC at Stanford. Do you think he'd have any interest in a general manager role?
From what I gather, coaching is where he really wants to be. You know, he was on the coaching staff with the Carolina Panthers the last 2 years. He interviewed for the defensive backs job with the 49ers. I know at one point he had talked about working in the front office, but then he did a coaching internship, and really that scratched the itch for him. And so from what I can gather, coaching is the lane that he wants to be in.
Mike Jones with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Check out his work at By Mike Jones or read it at The Athletic. You wrote about the dynamic kickoffs. To be honest, I kind of hated it when it got started because it looks so weird when they line up. But this season, for sure, it has made that play fun again.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. I mean, you know, I think last year they were in that formation, but they were still content to pretty much do it touchback. For the most part, I don't think there was a single there wasn't a single kick returned in the Super Bowl. It was all touchbacks. But this year, because they've moved it out to the 35, it's definitely one that they're like, okay, you know what, now let's kick this thing and try to stop them short and have a little more incentive. And we're seeing some nice returns. You know, we saw one return for a touchdown last week. And so, yeah, it's definitely an exciting play again.
Mike, we're only at week three of the NFL season, and yet we'll have an actual battle of the backups. There are five that we've counted that will make a start this weekend. Should the NFL be concerned about the number of backups playing just 3 weeks into the season?
I mean, it's just kind of the nature of the game, you know? I mean, there's nothing really, you know, they've already put in the most, you know, stringent roughing the passer rules to try to protect these guys and things like that. There's not a whole lot more they can do. And yeah, this just really shows why it's important, though, to have a quality backup. And, you know, why, you know, teams like the Browns, who have Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders as their two options to Joe Flacco, are really kind of playing with fire. But if you have a proven guy at that position, the number two spot, you really can kind of make sure that you don't, you know, there's going to be a drop-off, but you don't have a huge, like, tailspin. And so it'll be interesting to see how these guys do this week. Last week we saw Jake Browning come in for Joe Burrow, and yeah, he threw three interceptions, but then with the game on the line, he was able to orchestrate a game-winning drive. And so that's a guy who has been in their system for a while and feels comfortable. And I know here in D.C., Marcus Mariota feels comfortable in their system, and so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out for these guys.
Yeah, Mike, you've covered the NFL for a long time and in the nation's capital in D.C. What is, like, your overall view on Marcus Mariota, his mechanics, his skill set, his ability to run an offense?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that's been in the league for a long time. He had some very good years there in Tennessee, and now he's been, you know, he went to Atlanta, didn't have the greatest year there, and now he's been a backup. I think that this is the role that he's suited for at this stage in his career. Obviously, he's got a good understanding of Cliff Kingsbury's system. He also has some decent mobility. It's not Jaden Daniels type of mobility, but he can pull the ball down and run and put some pressure on a defense when things start to break down. And so, I think that there's going to be a dynamic that's lost because he's not Jaden Daniels, but he's capable enough to direct an offense. So they're going to need their defense, you know, to get some stops and maybe force a turnover here too, but the offense should, you know, still be able to produce.
Mike Jones with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline going around the NFL. I thought Miami was the most desperate team in the league to get a win. I said that on the show yesterday. They played like a desperate team and were in it for all four quarters there. Tua makes the big mistake. Now they lose and they're 0-3. For this weekend's games, who would you say is the most desperate team to get a win?
Probably the Chiefs, because if they don't win this week, you know, it'll be a really bad loss to lose to the Giants. And then next week you play Baltimore Ravens. You know, then you're looking at possibly 0-4. So the Chiefs definitely have to get a win this week. You know, I think that they will, but of all the teams, they're the team that is really trying to go somewhere of these winless teams and have a chance to go somewhere. But if they fall into, you know, that 0-4 hole, then it's really a bad situation that they're going to be in, having to play catch-up and claw their way out of it.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about it earlier. I think it's since 2021, no 0-3 team has made the playoffs, even with seven teams being added for both conferences. You know, what's going to be an interesting game, I think, is Dallas against Chicago. I'm kind of expecting that to be a shootout. Will Caleb Williams be able to lead the Bears to a victory at home against Dallas?
I don't know. You know, he's still, I don't know. I mean, he's got great athleticism, but I don't see the jump. And I know that, look, he's learning a new offense. It's a new way of doing things, and there's a lot of work to be done. Ben Johnson's got still a number of bad habits in Caleb Williams' game that he has to break. You know, he needs to be more on time, getting the ball out of his hands. He relies on his athleticism, scrambles around, trying to buy time, and really gets himself into trouble at times. And he's also not very accurate. So, you know, he's not going against, like, the Green Bay Packers defense, but he's going against a decent Dallas defense. And so that's going to be a challenge. And also, you got to wonder, the Bears defense itself is kind of out of sync as they're trying to adjust and acclimate themselves to Dennis Allen's system. And so that's another element that you really have to worry about there. I don't see the Bears being able to pull this one off this weekend.
Does Mike Jones believe in Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones, to lead the Colts to a 3-0 start? They're on the road against the Titans.
Yeah, they will beat the Titans, I believe, because the Titans are a team that's not very good. And they're also not asking Daniel Jones to be a hero. They're leaning on their run game. They're leaning on their defense. And then Daniel Jones is just making the plays that he needs to make. If the something's not there in the pass game, he pulls the ball down and runs. And you see he's confident. He does make some throws where he's threaded the needle here and there, but he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's playing within himself. And so, yeah, I think that the Colts could definitely improve to 3-0.
Monday Night Football, just a fantastic matchup from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. The Ravens hosting the Detroit Lions. Both teams are 1-1. Both teams have Super Bowl aspirations. I think my question to you would be, which team do you think could recover from a loss here better? The Lions, can they be 1-2 and still make it to the NFC Championship? Could the Ravens be 1-2 and still make it to the AFC Championship?
I think that the Lions probably would have a little easier time just because there's, you know, I mean, if the Ravens, they already have a loss to Buffalo, and right. You don't want to fall too much further behind them. And then when you look at just the AFC, you know, Buffalo, and you assume the Chiefs are going to get their act together, that's tough. If the Lions fall to 1-2, they can still work their way out of this. You basically have the Eagles as the juggernaut of the NFC. Packers look really good. And we saw them, you know, struggle against them, but the rest of the NFC is pretty wide open. And so that's why, you know, both of these teams want to pick up the win here. But I think that it'd be a little bit more of a desperate situation for the Ravens, you know, because of the fact that, yeah, if you don't win this one here, you go to Kansas City. And, you know, that's, you know, definitely, you know, we don't know what's going to happen there. Obviously, Kansas City is looking for their first win, but they're better than what their record suggests. So the Ravens need this win, I think, more than Detroit does.
Yeah, Detroit has an easier schedule after this game for the next few weeks, but it would be not a great situation if they end up two games back of the Packers with a loss to the Pack. My survivor bet, Mike, is the Bucs at home against the Jets. Do you have any worries for me to lose that one?
No, I don't think so, because you know the Bucs right now are playing well. They know how to win close games. And look, the Jets, They had a decent showing on week one, but now not having Justin Fields, you got Tyrod Taylor, who's played a lot of football, but you know, they still are just not they're trying to develop and build a base, and the Bucs are just, you know, they're a playoff team, and so I think the Bucs get the win there.
Mike, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right, have a good one.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. That was Mike Jones. Check out his work for The Athletic at By Mike Jones. I'm at AWOD Radio on Twitter. If you tweet us and it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. What's it going to take for Washington and Marcus Mariota to defeat the Raiders? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Football Friday, broadcasting live from River City Roll in Scott's Edition. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local till 3 p.m. here on Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. So we want to hear from Cliff Kingsbury, who spoke to the media yesterday. Dan Quinn, before I give out the keys to victory, Washington is at home taking on just a four-win team from the previous season in the Vegas Raiders. That will be Sunday, September 21st, 1 p.m., and you're going to hear it right here on The Fan. Time for the Commander's Corner if we give out the keys to victory. But here's what Cliff Kingsbury had to say in terms of the confidence that he has in Marcus Mariota. I told you guys, look, I'm confident that they're confident. The coaching staff and the players, because they've seen what Marcus can do. He got an opportunity last year and made the most of it. Here's Cliff.
Yeah, last year, just being around him for a year, when we signed him back, we felt like we have two starters in the building, which is rare in this league. So anytime he's asked to play or practice or even on scout team, he's been phenomenal. So treats like a pro, as a leader on the team, despite, you know, not being the starter, which is hard to do, and can't say enough good things about him. So if he has to go, I'm sure he'll be ready.
And that's what Cliff Kingsbury said yesterday. Here's what Dan Quinn said today as an official announcement about the starting quarterback for Sunday.
We didn't miss any steps. I'm not going to go through the entire injury report, but give updates when I can. Jaden was limited today on the field. We decided to start Marcus, and said at the beginning we were going to be very diligent on his return to play and make sure we didn't miss any steps. So we're going to be smart, not just fast. And player wants to do everything all the time. That's who he is as a competitor, which I love. But that's how we'll roll. So take all your questions. Going from here.
So just to be
so
clear,
that's the official Jaden announcement.
Correct.
Jaden will not play Sunday. That's a negative report. But Dan Quinn would say, yes, there are positive signs, though. It was still a good week for Jaden. He took steps forward in terms of the marks he has to hit. It's not that he did not practice today. He limited practice today, and Dan just said, hey, this is the smart move, right? Instead of being fast, we're going to be smart. Mariota will get to play. He will start Sunday for Washington. And then Dan would describe his team as resilient. They're going to have to be resilient to bounce back from the Thursday night defeat against the Packers, come home, and beat Vegas. Let's take a listen to Dan Quinn.
You have to know the system. You have to get reps at practice. And so that's why we really push one another for the readiness. And that way, when you do get called up or activated, it's not, how I got to learn this or I got to be on this. Like, no, man, you know the system. Keep working your skills. So it can be frustrating for the player waiting, but, you know, it's cliches and stay ready and all that, but if you put them in, you're also in practice, I'm saying, you're proving that you are. You're proving that you can be counted on and be ready to deliver. And like, we are, if I had three words for this team, resilient AF. And we've got, AF's not a word, I know, but the part that I love about our group, that these guys really care, they want to fight for it, and it's just, all that counts, man. So it's what I would expect from us to step into spaces and deliver.
for a team to have success, they have to be able to count on each other, the starters, but also trust the backups, because as we see in the National Football League, quarterbacks already going down like flies. You've lost Austin Eckler. You've lost Dietrich Wise. This is why, in terms of roster development, I felt like Adam Peters' job was to build out, yes, the starting 22, but also to have 22 backups that are ready to play as well. Washington and Marcus Mariota take on the Vegas Raiders Sunday. What's it going to take for Washington to get a win? Let's get to our keys to victory. Number one, all right, you're at home. The first key is your key to your car. You got to get in the car and drive. And for Washington to drive down the field against the Vegas Raiders, I don't want Marcus Mariota to throw the ball more than 28 times. Key to victory number one is what you did against the New York Giants, the 200 yards on the ground, 150 yards of rushing offense. Stick with the rushing attack. Go back to it in the second half. Rely on it in the fourth quarter to run out the clock. 150 yards of rushing offense. That's the combination of Bill stepping in as the team's new starting running back, Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez, and oh yeah, Marcus Mariota can run as well. I'm expecting 25 or more yards from Mariota, and I'm going to say this. Look, remember the stat from last year, 10-2 when Jaden runs for 34 or more yards? Well, Marcus Mariota can do that as well. Mariota can absolutely be a big part of this rushing offense. Is what he did very well, maybe the best thing he did with the Atlanta Falcons. Tuck it and keep it himself. He's actually gotten more experience than Jaden, and from what I've seen, I think he's better at making that decision. It's a split-second decision. You have to read the defensive end on these read option plays. I think Mariota actually will decide to keep it more than Jaden. Jaden keeps it every time it's like third and fourth down, right? When the game's on the line, he knows he's going to keep it. Mariota, I think, will just read the defense and make the correct decision. 150 yards of rushing offense is the first key to victory. Second key, it's a key to your house, right? You keep it in your pocket at all times, on your keychain. Some people say the key to your house is the most important key. This is the key to winning at home. At home, where you are, Northwest Stadium. I said this week one, and I gave us the key to victory because we got a fourth down stop. To win at home, you need to win the turnover battle. And that's the one thing that has been missing for sure defensively. We have not created a turnover yet. We had an interception against Russell Wilson. Oh, it was called back because of a penalty. We had opportunities against the Green Bay Packers. Didn't make the play when it was there. I think back to Trey Amos made a great play when he was beat to catch up on the defender, on the offensive player, and then get his arm in the way. Well, if he hadn't gotten beat off of the snap, he would have had a chance to intercept that into the end zone. We need a turnover. Second key to victory is to win the turnover battle. Third key is the key to the safe, where you keep all the cash. You need the third key to cash in and get the win. And it's been a theme that I've seen with Dan Quinn this year, and something that they did not... It was not a big weakness, I thought, last year. It showed up at times last year, but not every game. Penalties, mistakes. You can't beat yourselves. Third key to victory is having fewer penalties than the Vegas Raiders. The first key to victory, 150 yards of rushing offense, win the turnover battle, have fewer penalties than the Raiders. The pathway to success with a backup quarterback is to not beat yourself, right? To get off to a good start. Let's have a halftime lead. Let the crowd get into it and make a difference here in this game. You're going to have to get off the ball, off the field on third downs, stay on the field offensively on third downs. Well, how do you do that? Got to stay ahead of the chains, right? No negative plays. That's what I'm talking about with these penalties here. With a backup quarterback, you just can't afford. A false start's going to ruin your drive, right? A holding will absolutely set you back. You can't go and think that Marcus Mariota is going to convert second and 20s, right? Or third and 15s, right? Or even third and 7s. We need third and short situations here for Mariota. You do that by staying ahead of the chains, running the ball for an average of 4 yards per carry, not having negative plays, avoiding the sack, right? Throw the ball away if you need to and live to fight another down there. But no big mistakes. That's why I pointed to the turnover battle, having fewer penalties, and being able to run the football. That's how you win with a backup quarterback. And Mariota can absolutely be a part of this rushing offense, and I expect him to be, because Cliff Kingsbury handpicked him when he came over here. right? He knew that he was probably going to draft a dual-threat quarterback in Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams, right? It ends up being Jaden, but you brought in Marcus Mariota to mentor the young guy and to be available in a spot start, a guy that you can trust. Cliff has confidence in him. The entire locker room has confidence in him. I will, on Sunday, start to gain confidence in Marcus Mariota. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. If you want to chime in, that was the keys to victory here on AWOD Radio. It's 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. It's AWOD on the fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, who will take on the Vegas Raiders on Sunday. Just gave out my keys to victory and pathway to success here on The Fan. It is actually the battle of the top two rookie running backs in rushing yards through 2 weeks. It could really decide this outcome, who has a better game between Bill, Corey, Kroski, Merritt, Bill, and the running back for Bills back at running back, or Ashton Jeanty. So that will be Sunday at 1 p.m. Time to give out the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week.
This is AWOD Certified Game of the Week. Officially recognized as the NFL game this weekend that is certain to meet the qualifications or viewing standards set by football guys around the country.
Touchdown! Tie game!
Launching downfield, and it is caught!
Guaranteed to be a football guy's football game.
All right, so there's some decent contests. Sunday, 1 p.m., Raiders, Commanders. Marcus Mariota gets the start. Not the game you must watch. Packers, Browns. Packers should be all over the Browns. Just not much interest in that one. That's a red zone viewing right there. Colts, Titans. Indiana Jones against the number one overall pick, Cam Ward. Some excitement. Not the certified game of the week. Bengals, Vikings. The battle of the backups. Credit to Eric Bickle, the Sports Junkies, who did correctly predict that Carson Wentz, as awful as he was, embarrassing as he was, as Washington's starting quarterback, he said, will start once again in the National Football League after backing up Matthew Stafford and backing up Patrick Mahomes. He will take over as QB1 for the injured Jade McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. But that's not the certified game of the week. Steelers-Patriots, both teams need a win. Could be a defensive battle. I'm kind of interested in that one. I'll pick the Steelers, but that's not the game of the week. Rams-Eagles will circle back to. Jets-Bucks is my lock of the week. Locking it in, the Bucks at home will take down Tyrod Taylor in a backup quarterback role against the New York Jets and head coach Aaron Glenn. Falcons-Panthers, division game there. Not that much interest outside of that. Gimme the Falcons. Texans-Jags. I mean, Houston, wow, you talk about the opposite of a junior jump, a junior slump for 0-2 C.J. Stroud. They're desperate for a win. I do think they go on the road and beat Jacksonville, but it's not the certified game of the week. Broncos-Chargers is a good one, but it's not the game of the week. Saints-Seahawks, no interest in that one. Cowboys-Bears, I do think that the Bears are desperate for a win here. They're not as desperate as the Chiefs, who are your Sunday night game against the New York Giants. Both teams 0-2. Could be Russell Wilson's last start if they don't have success on the offensive side of the ball again. Cardinals 49ers. Look, both teams are surprisingly 2-0 with Brock Purdy being hobbled and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. They always seem to get off to a good start, and then they fumble the bag in October. And you have a fantastic Monday night football game, Detroit against Baltimore. But the certified NFL game of the week is the rematch of last year's divisional championship game between the LA Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. Matt Stafford against Jalen Hurts. But maybe more importantly, Nick Sirianni against Sean McVay. Sean McVay is the better coach in that matchup. Sean McVay has probably studied the tape of the Eagles' defeat of the Rams from last year's playoff game at length, over and over and over again. he will have the better game plan. His team will get up for this matchup, and they will have a halftime lead. I'm guaranteeing that in the certified game of the week. I think Eagles will probably come back and get the win, given it's at home and Saquon Barkley is just being an incredible playmaker. We'll see if Jalen Hurts can find A.J. Brown, who's had a slow start to the season here. I do believe Dallas Goedert is doubtful and will probably be out, which means they'll need Calterra, the backup, to have a good game. But I am expecting this one to go down to the wire, just like it did in the playoff game that the Eagles won. That was just a fantastic 28-22 victory for Philly, who stopped a really good fourth-quarter comeback from the Rams by getting a key stop in the fourth quarter. Saquon ran all over them, had 200 yards, but it came down to the drive at the end of the game, and the Rams got the ball. I'm going to check on this stuff. I believe they got inside the 20 there. It was a 60-yard, 10-play drive. They were at the 22-yard line. They got down to the 22-yard line, 22 yards away from L.A. facing off against Washington in the conference championship game. But Matthew Stafford's pass to Puka Nacua was broken up as Jalen Carter was right in his face. I think it's going to be that close. I really do. I think it's going to be that close this weekend. You can lock that in as my AWOD Radio Certified Game of the Week. Stub, what do you think? Is there a better matchup on Sunday or Monday?
No, that was going to be my pick, too. I think a lot of people are going to look at that Monday night Lions-Ravens game. I think the Lions have taken a step back. They just looked against the Bears. This is a good matchup. I'd bet everything that the Rams have more air yards than the Eagles when the game is up,
yeah.
But I think it's going to be a fun one.
And I'd bet anything that the Eagles have more rushing yards, right?
Yeah.
let's get to the coach's hot seat here for week three, all right? So Brian Daboll is probably going to be on the hot seat all year long with the New York Giants. Mike McDaniel, back on the hot seat, and
be,
just
dude.
Belongs there,
yeah.
After his team gets to that 0-3 start, the dreaded 0-3 starts, the kiss of death. We have not seen an 0-3 team since 2021, since they expanded the playoffs, make the playoffs. All right, so he's on that list. And then I had Zach Taylor there as the third one, and he's going to have to manage this season without Joe Burrow for the foreseeable future. Are we hearing Joe Burrow could return for the playoffs, or is there really – there's no timetable right now on Joe Burrow. I think he just had the surgery.
I think 3 months was what they kept saying, which is like that December, January. That is a playoff game. But obviously there's complications that can always happen, and this sounds pretty serious. So I don't know if it's been confirmed if a playoff start is possible.
Yeah, the – head coach Zach Taylor said, there's no reason to give a timeline. We don't have a timeline. He's in recovery and will go from there as he had surgery this morning. All right, he had his surgery today, September 19th, Friday morning, to repair the turf toe injury on his left foot. Adam Schefter expects that Burrow is going to be out for 3 months. That's a long 3 months now for Zach Taylor to navigate has been an awful defense, and now you have Jake Browning throwing the ball to the two guys, you know, two like of the top paid receivers in the league in Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
It feels a little silly having a 2-0 head coach on the hot seat, but it simply is. I don't expect Zach Taylor to be there at the start of the 26th season.
Yeah. I thought he should have been fired last season.
Yep.
He committed to starting Joe Burrow. All right, you got off to a 2-0 start, but you lost your quarterback. Good luck winning games without him. I'm probably going to pick Carson Wentz and Minnesota, given the fact that they are at home, and I think their defense will be all over Jake Browning. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So I've given out the keys to victory and the pathway to success for the Commanders. I'll give you my official prediction for that game, the Hokies, the Hoos, and the rest of football nationally. You're listening to AWOD Radio live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. River City Roll is the premier entertainment place for Friday and Saturday night. They've got live music. They've got great bands. The pizza's banging. The wings are good. Check out the Grumpy Old Men Friday. And then Saturday will be Travis Ray, which is an awesome blend of country and rock. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. This Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff at home against Vegas. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. 3 hours pregame coverage, 3 hours postgame coverage starting as early as 10 a.m. on The Fan as Marcus Mariota will get the start. He played twice in relief for Washington last year, completing 77% of his passes, 4 touchdowns. He didn't have a big mistake, no interceptions, was able to run the ball successfully as well. That's been a big part of his career in the NFL and why Cliff Kingsbury thought he was the right guy to back up Jaden Daniels and mentor him. It will be, though, his first start since week 13 of 2022. That's when it ended sourly there in Atlanta with his knee injury that forced him out of the end of the season. He would then go on to kind of back up in several other spots before coming to Washington last season. So the big news today, Dan Quinn telling the media that Marcus Mariota will start in place of Jaden Daniels, who was not on the practice field when it was open to the media, but Dan Quinn did say Jaden was out there in a limited way, and he said, quote, "We're just not going to do this thing in a fast way. We'll do it in a smart way and make decisions. We know his importance to what we do," and I do feel pretty confident and positive that Jaden Daniels will be able to return next week for Washington against the Atlanta Falcons. But the keys to victory for Washington to win Sunday with Marcus Mariota, well, they got to be able to run the ball. 150 yards of rushing offense. Win at home, win the turnover battle. And number three, have fewer penalties than the Raiders. That's the list right there of three things. 150 yards of rushing offense. To win at home, you got to win the turnover battle and have fewer penalties than the Raiders. And as much as I am disappointed, right, I'm disappointed because I honestly thought Jaden would play. All week long, I felt like Jaden would play. Why? Because last year he played through the rib injury. Maybe they learned from that, right? He might have won that game, but and won the next one in New York, and then three losses in a row because he just was not himself, was not at 100%. So this is disappointing. And to be honest with you, it's pretty deflating for me personally as a diehard fan of this team, that our NFL Rookie of the Year, who played 17 games last year in postseason in the best NFL season of my life, is already missing his first NFL start just 3 weeks into his second season. It's deflating for sure. But I'm here to tell you right now, Marcus Mariota can win. Marcus Mariota can win this game. He certainly can. And Washington will win this game. Why? Because of the leaders they have in that locker room. Guys like Zach Ertz, Super Bowl champion, Bobby Wagner, Super Bowl champion, and Super Bowl 50 MVP and Super Bowl champion Von Miller. Guys like those guys in the locker room are the reason I do believe Washington will be able to win with a backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota. I do think it starts defensively, though. Wagner and Miller need to step up. We need a much better performance from Frankie Louvu. Need the old Louvu flying all around the field, making big plays, tackles for loss, right? Tackles for loss, setting the opposition back, putting them behind the chains. Got to make our field goals, right? Like Matt Gay needs to convert if it's 50-plus. It doesn't matter if it's 45, it's 35. He's got to be perfect at home. I can forgive a kicker missing 50-plus on the road. I cannot at home. And especially when he missed in the preseason as well. He's kind of, it feels like, on his last leg as the kicker for the Washington Commanders. But I think he will be better because I kind of think he overcorrected, and that's why he missed two of them against the Packers that were 50-plus. You just can't correct yourself. You got to stick with your traditional way of kicking it and stick with the basics. And Gay did not stick with that in the loss to the Green Bay Packers. So I'm pretty confident, though, that Washington will bounce back. I think Marcus Mariota can get the win. He will get the win. I'm going 31-20. 31-20. We're going to get the stops. I think our defense will force a turnover. It'll be either Geno Smith make a mistake or Ashton Jeanty putting the ball on the grass or maybe just a fourth down stop late in the game. And then we're going to be able to run the ball. I do believe we're going to be able to run the ball on Vegas. So I'm looking forward to seeing Bill, right, get his first official start here. And, Cliff Kingsbury told everyone, every time he's touched the ball, something good has happened. The parts that he needs to improve on are off ball. And that's the hardest thing for every running back to get in the National Football League, including the best running back in college football last year. The guy that led the college ranks in touchdowns for a running back and was our Heisman favorite on AWOD Radio, and that's Ashton Jeanty, right? Jeanty was taken off the field on Monday night for the Raiders because he didn't help protect Geno Smith. Washington's got to test him right away, right? Send the cross-dog blitzers, Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner up the middle, and force Ashton Jeanty to stick his shoulder pad into the chest of a Hall of Famer, Bobby Wagner. Test him early on, because if he cannot pass protect, Geno Smith will not have time to create explosive plays down the field. I expect us to blitz more. We kind of waited too long against the Packers to send the dogs, to send a five-man rush, a six-man rush, because I thought it changed the game. I thought when Jordan Love had less time to pass, he was less accurate, and more times you saw him kind of throwing the ball away instead of forcing it. Same can happen for Geno Smith. Force him off of his spot, just like the Packers did. Jaden Daniels was off of his spot all game long last Thursday. So, told you my keys to victory, pathway to success. I think Washington will get the win 31-20. Stubb, are you as confident as I am that Washington can win with a backup QB?
I am quite confident, and a lot of it is the Raiders look bad, and I expect us to take a step forward on all fronts like we did in Week 3. It sucks to see no Jaden. I liked what I saw from Marcus. I think it's going to be a one-score game, 31-20. It feels like a stretch, but I could still see it happen. I feel pretty confident I'd give us like a 60-70% chance of winning this.
Yeah, I mean, look, when the schedule came out, this was the game that you must win, because as much as I said, there's a path to 7-0, that Week 2 game was just a nightmare. It really was. It's a playoff team from the previous season. I didn't even know, obviously nobody knew when the schedule came out they would trade for Micah Parsons. That made that game even more difficult, right? And then you consider the fact that we thought maybe they were going to be 0-1 going into that game after losing the Lions. No, they blew out the Lions, came in with all the confidence in the world. This is the opposite here with a Vegas team. This is a Vegas team that can't have too much confidence in Geno Smith the way he has started the season. Can't have too much confidence in Ashton Jeanty. The fact that he only has 81 rushing yards two games into the season, and your leading receiver is Jacoby Myers. You cannot be a confident offense when you have only scored 29 points in two games. Like, they just don't have that much confidence right now. You got to take advantage of that. And given the fact that they have to travel across the country from Vegas to Washington, it's going to feel like it's a 10 a.m. kickoff, not a 1 p.m. kickoff. Washington's got to punch them in the face and get off to a good start. I could see Washington kind of cruising to victory here if they can, you know, go up by two scores and go into the half with a two-score lead. That's how Washington won games last season. They put teams to bed by taking a two-score lead. It's something to keep an eye on this Sunday. For Stubb and AWOD, you've been listening to the New Sports Radio here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. The big news today, Dan Quinn officially ruling out Jaden Daniels, but they do have confidence in Marcus Mariota to get the start. Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye will have you covered in the afternoon. Stay locked tonight and the Fan tonight for the 8:04 broadcast game of the week. Gary Hess, Gary Criswell on the call for a good one. Verina at Hermitage. It's Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye. The show is GND, and they drive you home here on The Fan. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning, Saturday, 9 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.